This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The state legislature passed a bill yesterday that would allow Coloradans to sue federal immigration officers in state court over alleged constitutional rights violations. It now heads to Governor Polis's desk. Under the bill, lawsuits would have to be filed within 2 years of the alleged incident. Supporters say the measure would help create a legal pathway for challenging misconduct by federal immigration authorities. The man who threw two homemade Molotov cocktails at peaceful pro-Israeli protesters last summer in Boulder will serve the rest of his life in prison. CPR's Allison Sherry was in the courtroom.
The 46-year-old Egyptian national who was living in Colorado Springs told police he threw the bombs to, quote, send a message about Israel. But in court on Thursday, he told the judge if he had to do it over again, he wouldn't, and that he was sorry. He then said he believed in justice and wished Colorado had the death penalty. Victims spoke earlier to the judge and said the anti-Semitic attack has left them with lingering trauma. Dr. Rahel Halpern was injured in the attack.
We have been surrounded by words that created a space in which somebody can imagine then throwing hot Molotov cocktails is the right way to deal with whatever concerns she had.
The man still faces federal hate crimes charges, and the death penalty is a possibility in that case. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado ranks in the top tier of states when it comes to protecting public health from diseases, disasters, and bioterrorism. The nonpartisan nonprofit Trust for America's Health placed Colorado among 20 states that showed strength across 10 categories. This is CPR News in KRCC.